Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 10.
Whoa!
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ, you two.
It's the energy, isn't it?
Great. Very goons. Do you know people in gangs get called goons? I wouldn't want to be called a goon.
No.
You'd be furious.
No, you got some goons, like 50 Cent has goons. I don't want that.
Maybe that's to keep the morale low so that they're angry.
Yeah. This week I'm joined by my own goon, Joe McGraw.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be back. Amongst friends.
Yeah.
Colleagues.
Don't like you.
Lovers once.
I'm also joined by Tom Looney.
Looney!
Looney!
Sexy man.
Thanks for having me.
Looney. Joe, come on.
Sorry, he's a sexy
making
man.
It weird.
Turning into the Joe show now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when am I going to be involved?
And Max Smith.
Hey, hello there.
I'm just the table.
This is episode 99.
Ooh.
Of all the podcasts.
Really?
Including the first four we did on the main channel.
Fuck me.
Back in the days.
Take that.
Yeah, next week we'll do a special. Look out for that. Yeah, it's probably already been filmed, isn't it?
Yeah,
stupid.
No, we're all going to do it in here.
Bit of a weird assumption, Joe. You'll be involved.
Oh, could come in at the last 10 minutes, gonna.
You could, but you'd probably forget, stumble over all the mics.
Well, the last 100 seconds.
Yeah,
could be dedicated to me.
Dedicate my.
I don't think you deserve it. I'll be honest. You just
seconds of dedication.
When I think of
could be an in memoriam as he dies as he trips over.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. You still got a section dedicated to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's a big section.
In memoriam. Joe got married. I put it.
No, I didn't get married. I got
you
engaged.
You did that.
What?
Read that, Joe.
I got engaged.
Well done,
Joe. Thank you, everyone. Who wants to come to the wedding?
Didn't get invited.
So busy.
The wedding's not happened yet.
Big engagement party on Sunday.
Yeah.
Didn't give
you
us
all
an address.
Got invited.
Where was it?
Oh, yeah.
What time was it?
You were all saying I couldn't make it.
You said to keep it free.
Mother's Day.
You said to keep it free.
You mentioned it like in passing, like very briefly, but never invited me or said.
Gave us
said,
it where to go.
Monday? Right, I'll speak to you in a bit.
Right, we're going to do another one at the end of the month.
Another one. Why?
Because some people couldn't make it.
We weren't.
You three couldn't make it.
You said you keep Sunday free.
Yeah.
I called my mum and said, I'm not making it to your party.
No, you didn't.
Joe's got something really important for me.
He texted me on Sunday saying, oh, sorry, where's the address for this thing?
I'm not going to go out my way to do that.
Oh. You're meant to message us for the address.
Look behind you.
Lovely one.
Got shit to do.
That's how you invite people, mate.
How would you invite people?
I'd say, oh, I'm doing this. You're invited. Here's the address. Here's the time.
Didn't get invited to Tom's engagement party either.
No, to be fair.
Didn't really have one.
He's talking into his hand. For listeners at home, he's talking into his hand.
I did go for a drink with my family and Devon's family.
Wow.
What are we, Max?
Aren't we, are we not a family? Like, found family?
Yeah.
But feel free to all come to the wedding. Don't know when it is.
What do you mean, feel free?
I'll take you a proper invite.
That's really cute.
A couple of you will get a plus one.
I don't think we're invited based on the fact that we started a rumour that you have your
way. Shag dogs.
That was a rumour.
Oh, I never said that.
Yeah, but it was a rumour, wasn't it?
The video was convincing.
I thought we exposed him and we felt bad about that.
Have I told the fact on here that to stop a dog from eating your dog, you put your finger up his bum?
That's your thumb.
That's a fact.
You could do whatever index.
Or whatever.
Yeah. No,
is that way in the dog park with a strap on?
Any long appendage.
I was trying to learn a bit of dog first aid on the internet just in case book ever goes down. Oh. And this guy had a.
Oh, God.
Fingers crossed.
And this guy had a fact that if, like, say a dog, a really vicious dog, like, graps onto your dog and, like, is swinging it about, big one.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do, the element of surprise, is stick your finger up his bum.
And his jaw. Does that work with muggers as well?
unless they like it.
Gonna practice.
Anyway, tell us about your engagement.
Went to Cleethorpes Beach, a beach called Fitties.
Nice. Fitties,
yeah. So that's suitable.
Why are you winking at me?
Fitties.
Fitties.
Fitties, like a couple of pair of fitties on the beach.
You drink some Hooters afterwards.
Yeah. Bought fish and chips.
You're bad.
No, no.
We're the one who gets the tits out, not you.
I had the top on. The whole thing.
Anything
else?
Especially if it was gone. Went to Fitties Beach, bought fish and chips, a little blanket. Put the blanket down, fish and chips down, and then before we ate, I just said, will you marry me? I had a little speech prepared, but it all just disappeared from my head.
Yeah.
So then I just went down on one knee and said it.
Would you like to do your speech now?
Yeah.
Love you, Becky. No, I'm not going to do my speech now.
It's quite a big thing, isn't it?
It's probably, just asking.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, because
chips are going to go cold.
The thing is, the beach was quite busy. Fitties Beach is busy.
Friday night.
Is it?
Friday.
Yeah.
I would have had the chips first.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Would you?
Did you have your fish
It was
and chips?
A thing that I was toying with in my head is the order.
Yeah, have the fish and chips.
It's when you're in the car and you've got the takeaway and you can smell it, you want to have it there
That's
and then.
True.
Don't want to listen to
What if you're too full, though?
But then I wouldn't have enjoyed the fish and chips knowing that at the end of the fish and chips, I've got to pop the question.
That's terrible.
did you hide the ring in the gravy?
No, we had curry.
Gravy? Fish and chips?
That's like a northern thing, isn't it?
No, not on fish.
I was going to hide the ring in the dog.
Fishy gravy.
You were going to hide the ring in the dog.
In the dog's collar.
You said you'll hide the ring in the dog, Joe.
Right, stick your finger on the top of his bum and he'll pull out with the ring on.
I remember you speaking to me saying you're worried something will go wrong with it, but then your plan was to give your dog the ring at the beach, and I said, does your dog like the sea? And he went, oh yeah, he does like the sea, actually.
He would have just ran in the
sea. Already on the beach.
He did run in with it. What you do is when you buy an engagement ring, you always buy a bit bigger. I brought a little ring and they measured it and went, what we'll do is we'll go one size up just in case anything's happened.
Sure.
Christmas has been. So I bought it and I put it on and it was good, but it was just a little bit too loose.
Loose.
The end of the meal,
how
fish
apt.
And chips. Fish and chips was lovely, by the way. Sea Lane's Fisheries.
If you had to give up your fiance or fish and chips, what would it be?
Fish and chips, because...
Wow, that's beautiful.
She likes the podcast.
Yeah.
Clap it. We're getting ready.
She likes this.
I think so, yeah.
She's something wrong with it.
She likes Max.
Seem nervous.
She likes Max a lot, watching Max.
Yeah.
One of the only people.
The other funny ones as well. The ones with the fades. Yours is on the top, though.
I know. My Turkish barbers keep trying to send me to Istanbul. A couple of grand each. So.
Really?
Yeah.
What for?
Make a holiday of it.
For a hair transplant.
Right. Really good shisha out there.
Lovely. Every time you come, it makes me sad.
It is.
What are they doing half a job?
They just want to repeat custom, don't they?
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, every haircut could be my last.
You think you get a celebrity discount? Half price because you got half the hair. Yeah. I went on with it a bit there, guys. Joe, tell us what went wrong.
When we were packing up, she just the ring just flew off the finger.
Packing the bags.
Get this thing off me.
I'm your carer, Joe.
Do you know what? The sand really ruined the fish and chips. It was just sandy fish and chips.
Yeah.
Do you know what, the whole thing was a bit, it just went wrong. I didn't think about it enough.
Call this Ket on the floor. Sand.
It just went wrong, right? I should have done it on a beach. The ring slips off a finger, it lands in the sand, and there's a little 10 seconds of stamping about going, we've lost it.
Stamping?
That's the problem.
Freeze! Yeah, and then, you know, don't be stamping about.
Yeah, stamping about.
Because my father said, what do you mean you lost it?
You had one job!
The dog runs about because he's just running about.
Yeah.
And then they stop. Everyone stops like that, stop.
Everyone.
Just me and Becky.
The whole beach.
Is this an advert for your dog training?
I am an excellent dog trainer, but I don't do private sessions.
You do with yours.
You're not allowed to anymore. There's always got to be an observer.
Yeah.
Why are they all wearing studded collars?
Even the trainer.
And nothing else.
Why did you pick a beach? Why did you pick Fitties?
She likes the beach.
Yeah.
She likes Fitties Beach.
Right, okay.
I thought that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And then we lost the ring and it went really far in the sand and we couldn't find it for 2.5 hours until we found a metal detector online, metal detector guy called Mark. Shout out, Mark.
Do you know what? You were actually on BBC news, weren't you? Northwest Tonight talking about it.
Wow.
And they tried to get Mark on, but...
Oh, do you want to see a clip? Because I've got...
Oh, Jesus.
I recorded a clip of this.
What have you done here?
Oh, it's a clip of it. The sound isn't great. I just picked the best minute.
Joe McGrath from Stockport went to buy an engagement ring so he could propose to his girlfriend, Becky. He had it all planned out, a trip to Cleethorpes, down on one knee on the beach. So far, so good. So, Joe, what went wrong?
Well, I pooed myself, didn't I? I got on the beach at Cleethorpe, smell of sea salt spooked me. Big log in me trousers before you know it. Oh dear. Splattered all over me flip-flops. Heaven forbid. I'd gone there to wank the dog, and chaos ensued. Thankfully, a bloke called Mark turned up.
We were hoping to speak to him. I think he's up in Hull, isn't he?
But, yes.
So he's not there, but he turned up with his...
Talk about a fat dong. I was looking at this mighty meaty thinking, it'll take ages to make him climax.
He took 20 minutes to get there, by the way.
Didn't ask.
My dog didn't know what was going on. My dog's very confused, by the way, because normally he...
The one chewing a bone.
He was like, why are we just spending 3 hours...
Noshing off a bloke called Mark.
And I got him on my knees and I said, thank you.
If you know what I mean. And by that, I mean I sucked his cock dry. She said no, by the way.
There we have it, Jack. Wow. Bad language for 6:30 on a... It wasn't me, mate.
A lot of com complaints coming in, but...
You're used to them.
The red one.
Yeah, well done.
Wow, that's incredible, man.
Yeah.
So brave to go on the news and say that as well.
Yeah, we found it.
Yeah, it's strange Mark didn't show his face. Joe, that reminds me, actually. You went on live TV... And didn't plug the podcast.
I know.
Oh!
Is there anything redeemable about you?
Because there was no opportunity to.
Of course there is.
You manipulate an opportunity.
Please watch that interview and you'll hear him going on about the dog for 20 minutes. The dog were confused because usually, when it's sandy, it's cold, but it was warm.
As soon as he said Joe from Stockport, you should have said, and also the Stephen Tries podcast.
Yeah, well, someone doesn't even like me on this. Someone said one of the complaints is that I only should come on special occasions.
Absolutely.
You don't deserve a shout out. Oh, you do.
Of course, well, yeah.
They're kind of vindicated now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll do a vote here. Who thinks Joe should be punished?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
I mean, so now everyone on the podcast is going to be punished.
Either you get punished or you try and get back on the BBC News and shout out the podcast.
You have 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'll get punished. I'll take it.
Okay. Yeah. The punishments will be random. I've got 7 punishments written down.
Oh, God.
No, well, they vary. We're all in the same boat. And if you don't do it, I say you donate to charity.
How much?
See what the group thinks.
It's going to be my punishment, isn't it?
200 quid.
Money to charity.
200 quid, there we go. Well done, Joe.
God.
Anyway, Max, what have you been doing?
Great question, Stephen.
It's quite an average question.
It's a killer of a question.
It fucking is, man. Went to A&E the other night.
Oh, no.
Fuck me. You get there. Yeah? First thing we see, a woman's just thrown up on the floor.
Why were you there?
My girlfriend had a bad reaction to tablets.
Okay.
Why don't you mind your own business, Tom? Sorry.
She's fine now. Thanks for asking.
Story.
A lot of sick on the floor. Gets cleaned up like that. NHS, well done. We're there for like 14 hours.
14?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Get there at 8 in the evening.
Yeah.
And leave the next day at like 11, 12.
That's
furious.
Insane.
How many times did that woman throw up?
Only the once. Oh. I got her kicked out.
Did you have food or anything in there?
You asked the right questions, Joe, though. What food do you have? Do chili con carne Saturday night, don't they?
It's really got to keep you going.
You get the bread
garlic, man. They've got quite a good menu these days in the hospital.
Do they do wings?
Slices of lasagna?
Yeah, jazz.
No, not sadly not.
For the NHS. Clapping wings together at 8 p.m. on a Thursday.
My mate was in overnight the other week, so he never ate so well.
What are you talking about?
Hospital food.
He was in there for anorexia, though.
He never, what did he have?
Why are we going into his mate?
His mate makes it seem like he's never eaten so well.
He's broken arm, what?
Did he have a pudding?
Did he have a pudding? Yeah, he will have had a pudding.
Joe, you're not going to injure yourself.
Bring me out.
They say it's about the breaking a thumb is as easy as snapping a carrot.
Yeah, you talk shit.
No, it is.
It is, but like,
when have you ever snapped your thumb?
How easy would it be to break someone's finger? But you wouldn't. We can't break our own finger unless you like got a screw loose.
I don't know, mate.
The body's just bits, isn't it?
I mean, how strong do you think a finger is?
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Stronger than a carrot.
That's your mum.
Whee!
No, that was the joke. I didn't want to say that.
No. My mum watches as well.
Yeah.
I've met Tom's mum.
Yeah.
Does she like a carrot?
why are you saying it like that? No,
sorry. Carry on.
In other news, I got a mini Tesla from Will and E.
Hey!
Giving it a home clap, please.
Where is it?
For... I gave it to my nephew.
Oh, that's nice.
He didn't want to drive in it. I asked, can I? He said, no. What's the point? Niece still cries every time she looks at my face.
Just the point.
Yeah, just like all the other women. So I got a mini Tesla. Other people that have done far less for Will got a Rolex.
What?
And really fancy Pokemon card. Eat shit, Will. Yeah.
You got a Tesla?
Mini Tesla.
Yeah. So small.
For children, yeah.
Yeah, it's for children. I can't sit in there. I've got fat arse. No.
Could Max?
If he can't, how would I?
But Max just glided in, yeah. He drove off in it. That's why I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, deceptive, aren't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I'm top heavy, all right? My legs are so slim.
It wasn't...
He's just right next to the camera.
A Top Gear parody, top heavy. That could be good.
Hey!
I can't get in the car.
Are you all right on
that? Well, a convertible, finally. Can we take the passenger seat out?
That's a dream, eh?
Yeah, but I gave him. I didn't give him my real Stormzy jacket because I knew.
Yeah,
he told me about a mystery prize, and I knew it was going to be something shit. So he's framed a jacket from Depot.
Do you know what the worst thing is? That mini Tesla was sort of paraded as the best gift.
Really?
Yeah, but he actually sold his real Tesla, which I should have won. You said for a few weeks I was actually going to win a real Tesla, so thank you for those few weeks in your head.
You wouldn't say that, would you, if you were going to give a prize? You're going to give someone a really good prize, and they went, actually, I was going to give you this really good prize.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Anyone, you couldn't even fit in.
Don't care, mate. Is that time for some complaints?
Yeah. I've been here for a while.
Tom, I have one for you, I'm afraid.
Nice.
Last week, Max was speaking about eating snails. You didn't make a joke about a slug eating snails.
Oh, no! Why would you? Oh. A bit rude.
I can't believe it.
He was on a plate for you. Time for these complaints. This one is from Ben. He says, I'm going to read it to you, Joe. I don't like looking at Ryan's head. It makes me feel on edge and nervy every time the camera cuts to him. And I just have to wait until the camera's back off him. No offence, Ryan. You are funny. It's almost become an ick.
Oh,
so we can't look at Ryan's face.
He's gonna.
That's awful.
That is awful.
That's just a straight up insult.
He doesn't even like say anything particular.
Next complaint. I don't have anything other than great complaints here, Joe. Okay. Hello, Stephen, Max, Tom, and probably Ryan. I have many complaints about the podcast that you bring every week. However, there is one. Mr. Cameron Green needs to be the first name on the team sheet for that podcast, week in, week out. You've got yourself... Well, actually, we have got the week out. Yeah? That's why Cameron's not here.
Hey!
I'm joking. You got yourselves a Luis Diaz there, and you're playing a Minamino in Ryan and a Harvey Elliott and Dave every week. Now, I'm sure Dave is a lovely lad, and don't get me wrong, he does add something in there, but Ryan, on the other hand... That tone deaf mongrel has a face for radio and a voice for silent movies. I'm not saying he should be sacked, but ask him to speak more. He sits in the chair silent.
Sometimes I forget when I listen to it, sometimes I forget my voice.
A face for radio and a voice for silent movies. That's incredible.
God.
Next one.
Face is an itch.
Ryan's getting it today.
Hello, Stephen. Straight to the point here. Fucking get rid of IMAX immediately. Also, more of Cam Green.
Hey, listen,
that's a bit weird.
It was a bit wild last week.
Very strange.
This is genuinely how it goes. Next email. My complaint is there isn't enough IMAX, and I think Tom Looney should be shortened down or even removed from the podcast, so,
yes!
So IMAX can extend.
To be fair, you're
you can sense the irony with that one.
The issue is,
it's like people.
You are filling up valuable real estate on the podcast where I could move in.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah,
I don't see it.
5-minute IMAX next week.
You resent that
5 minutes.
you don't want
5-minute IMAX.
You're the bunny with both faces of this podcast.
Do you want one more?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
IMAX is so dreadful.
No, not that one. I want more. I want another one. I want another one, please.
The shit sandwich, except this shit.
Yeah, it's like your haircut, mate.
Real tumble recently.
They say IMAX is good.
Thank you.
For I can get up and take a piss whilst it's playing.
That doesn't make any sense. He's probably listening with headphones.
Have to, like, pause anything or do anything.
Yeah, because he's got wearing his headphones, so he can go out.
Oh, if he's in headphones, then he's fucked, isn't he?
No, not at all, mate. Not at all. Not great segment.
It's now time for a bloody good segment.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
That's right. It's Tom Looney celebrity gossip. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Hey, we'll have an ad read, shall we? This week, it's our sponsor again. Pretty much our only sponsor recently. That's Noom.
Noom, Noom, Noom.
Looking for a good Noom. Hey guys, let's just cut to the chase. Lose the weight for good. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/Stephen. STEPHEN. That's noom.com/Stephen. Joe, I turn to you, because a lot of people, when it comes to the wedding days, go, I'm going to get in great shape. Has that crossed your mind at all?
I might get bigger. I don't need Noom.
I'm going to fit in that suit if it kills me. my granddad's suit.
Just one of those sumo suits you meant to blow up.
It's a Siamese twin.
I'll try and lose a bit of weight. I won't kill myself doing it.
No,
thanks to Noom.
Yes.
Noom can help you with that, Joe, because they have a psychology-based approach.
Wow, they're going to get in my head.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't think that's their slogan. We're going to get in your head. No, you're playing them a poker.
They're going to manipulate you into losing weight.
Instead of setting a strict set of rules, Noom empowers you with the knowledge and psychology to build smarter, more sustainable habits and behaviours. Using a cognitive behavioural approach... Learn about that in psychology. Did you ever do it?
No.
James. You'll focus on the why instead of the what to change your relationship with eating. How is your relationship with eating?
Oh, I eat a lot.
Yeah.
If anything, I think about it a lot as well. Ooh, breakfast. What am I going to have?
Yeah.
Pudding.
Should I be saying to myself, why am I going to have breakfast?
Are you one of those people who, where they use that phrase, I don't eat to live, I live to eat.
Indeed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why do we live to eat? Is that what they're saying?
Well, with Noom, I'm sure you can find a diet that caters to your winged needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow.
Is Noom the guy from the Teletubbies?
Noom.
They do not associate with Noom or the Teletubbies, because tubby custard is really bad for the diet.
Yeah, man.
They can't work around it. More than 80% of users complete the program, not Teletubbies. More than 6% of users lose 5% or more body weight, and 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. So that's taking you through to the honeymoon, Joe.
Wow, that's 2023, minimum.
And you can have honey. Noom has published over 25 peer-reviewed scientific journal articles about the science that goes into their approach to helping people achieve a healthier way of life. Nice?
Yeah, I'm up to it so far. I fancy it.
Yeah, well, if you want it, Joe, lose the weight for good, sign up for your trial at noom.com/Stephen. That's noom.com/Stephen. Thank you, Noom.
Noom me, Noom you.
Ah. There you go, yeah. Nice.
Noom. I want you in my room.
Why'd you have to ruin it?
Weird that.
Looked you right in the eyes as well.
Yeah.
Time for some news.
News.
Not good news. Not good news to begin with. Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins died. And on top of that, today as we recorded, Tom from The Wanted's dead.
Awful business.
Yeah, death. Poor guy.
Death is never good.
No. I was more of a Wanted fan than Foo Fighters, but Joe, I know you're big into music.
Big into the Foo Fighters, saw them a couple of years ago. We had tickets to see them in June, and obviously they've postponed, cancelled all their gigs now. They're coming to the Old Trafford Cricket Ground, going to go see them, but you know, you got to cancel it, because
they're
quite big fans, Dave and...
Yeah.
No, friends, not fans. Dave and...
that's upsetting. Yeah.
Obviously, foo is nearly food.
Yeah.
It's not far off, isn't it?
That's,
it's not the eulogy we need.
Food fights are a waste of food anyway. Why do you want to throw food? Stick in your gob.
Food that's fights, fair. Yeah.
Don't look at me like that, Joe. I feel like I've done something wrong in a food fight. I've not had a food fight.
Never.
Favourite Foo Fighters song?
Times Like These.
Yeah.
Sure.
Monkey Wrench.
Yeah.
Favourite The Wanted song? I'll turn to Tom.
Don't get this wrong. Walks Like Rihanna. Sure.
We all enjoy that one.
Yes. Max?
For a while, that was my dad's only song on his Apple Music library.
And he did walk. He did walk like Rihanna.
He turned heads. Yeah.
Glad you came.
I'm not.
That's my favourite song.
Okay. Yo, they wanna know.
Quote from. Leonardo DiCaprio is so passionate about climate change because he wants to leave a better world for his girlfriend.
Not like Ricky Gervais.
Okay.
Oh no! That joke's been done before, and I'm going to go Amy Schumer for that.
I'm still Ricky Gervais.
I'll go for Bill Maher.
It's Amy Schumer.
Oh.
She apparently stole this joke off Twitter.
Yeah, she.
That's all she does.
The joke was years ago.
So many times. Yeah. There's compilations of it. It's disgusting. Joke thievery. I was speaking about this the other day. It irks me so much. I saw my Will Smith jokes getting robbed.
Yeah, I saw that as well. I saw that a lot actually.
Really?
Yeah. We need to get them all for the punishments.
I don't think they'll be into that.
Get Amy Schumer in.
Yeah. You got a bullet in the head. Seems hard. You do that, will donate £200 to charity.
kill me now.
Yeah, she did that, and then there was a joke she did at the Oscars or wherever it was, where she moved someone out of the seat or called them a seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a funny joke anyway, but Neil Patrick Harris had done it. Reading that.
Yeah.
Naughty boy.
I mean, she has a career, like, because this is like.
She doesn't really.
It's a meme, isn't it, about her, you know, stealing jokes?
Yeah.
It's so
yeah.
out in the open. It's so free.
Have people just like. A few years ago, the most paid comedian on the circuit doing, like, in America.
I said, don't tell people.
Is it Jeff Dunham? You know, the guy that does the racist. It's got the.
The puppet.
He's got the. Bin Laden puppet.
Yeah.
In America, he was the comedian that made the most money for like a set amount of years in a row.
God.
Because his tours are in like so packed.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's like Republican sort of weirdos that go to it.
You can either be funny or you can just say things that people have heard that are funny.
Yeah.
That happens so much, especially on the internet. Mm. People just say other jokes that you've seen tweeted 10 hours earlier. All right. Max, it's time for your laugh, you lose.
Yeah.
You are trying to make us laugh. You're okay, Joe.
Trying and hopefully succeeding.
He's reaching for his pocket. When would you like to start?
Can you just count me down from, give me a hefty five.
3, 2, 1.
Yippee! I love the Stephen Tyres podcast. You know, back when I'm at home, I always do it myself. This is my little potato, Max. Hello, Max. How are you feeling today? I'm feeling fucking juicy, mate. Hey, it's Tom here. Yes, Tom's here. Hello, my name's Tom, and I've got a stinky haircut. Don't say that, Tom. You should love yourself and be happy with yourself. Anyway, let's have a great day and a great podcast. Yippee! Doodly-doo! And it really get for the... Hey!
No, 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 no.
Yes!
Well.
I got a little laugh!
Don't laugh, you've broken
no, eventually, I got... I'm definitely not first.
I was first. The bit that made me laugh was the thought of you sellotaping that onto a pencil.
That couldn't see me.
It's a fucking age, is that?
Yeah. So it's me next week.
Yeah.
Oh. What's it with you?
And if you want to be entered into a free prize draw to win these...
What are you doing, man?
Fine. Do you want to do it, Joe?
You have that.
I've got...
Really?
I don't think that funny.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll probably laugh.
Did you not just watch that?
I'll give it a go. 30 seconds up to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Use it.
Oh. Not right now.
I've had too much comedy, eh?
Ridiculous.
That was a bit...
I'm surprised that these staples went in the potato, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, no, you're not even that. Just Max making them out. Just chuckling to himself.
It's no chuckles.
Anyway, it's now time for the talking points.
Yay!
And this week, we're going to talk to Joe for a bit. Joe, you've been doing stuff with the BBC. What was that?
I've been going out and about in what they call the BBC Mobile.
But they called it in the 80s when they picked up kids. Come in the back of the BBC Mobile.
And I've been going...
don't tell.
I've been going to different places wherever they send me. Like today, I was learning about gardening. Anyway, listen, it's all like...
Why are you coming over this way? Piss off.
You like gardening. House plants, all about how to grow your house plants better. I spoke to a guy called Paul. Yeah. He was head of plants, the Daisy Nook.
You could dig up in the soil and look for the secrets from the BBC in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Look where we've
I went to a bakery last week in Chorlton.
I can tell.
What did you bake?
A nice little sourdough. Delicious.
Oh, is that what that was?
Delicious.
You posted a picture, I wasn't sure.
It was lovely. Nice bit of butter on there, Tom. You'd have loved it.
He loves his butter. He loves his butter.
Drowns himself in the stuff.
Good content for the BBC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it go out on the radio?
Yeah, only on the radio.
That's good.
Only.
Yeah.
On the radio?
Butter. I like listening to butter melt on a sourdough.
You put the mix in the mixer, boom, 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 and then you get it out, boom, 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 and then you chop it up, put it in the prover. That doesn't make any noise.
Yeah, I guess you can't really justify the licence fee anymore, can you?
No. BBC what? Radio...
Manchester.
Ah. Radio Manchester.
Is anybody listening anymore?
Yeah.
Don't know. No one's ever come up to me and gone, are you the guy from Radio Manchester?
Well, they don't really... Radio's a bit different, isn't it, to like TV and stuff?
Yeah, they can't see my face.
What do they say when people recognise you? What is it?
They just say, are you the guy who eats kebabs?
Yeah.
Say, so, yeah. Course, you could probably guess.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not
fair. It's horrible, that.
Don't
sell. Or people just come to me and...
Do you want a healthy potato?
A lot of people say, from this, is either, how's your dog, or is the mic on?
Valid questions.
Two valid questions.
Is that your boss at the main?
The welfare of your dog.
At which point you panic and run up.
Yeah, I've got to say, the dog's fine. The dog's fine. Like on St. Patrick's Day, these guys came around me and just said, oh, how's the dog? And I said, well, the dog's fine. And then I showed them a picture of it.
Bill Rennie's break.
Yeah, we stopped making that a segment, you know.
What?
Rennie's
so
pulled out. They pulled out at the brief stage. Ever pulled out at the brief stage? Sexy.
You have to, don't you, sometimes?
Why?
You want to keep it in, do you?
Have you came whilst undressing?
No, I've never came whilst undressing. Oh, the
you still got your briefs
stage.
On. Yeah. What are you on about then? How did you interpret it?
I think what Joe's interpreted is the early stages. As in you just started.
And you just got to get out.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
You are going to get a chill out to tell I'm winging.
Come back, you tease.
Oh, Max, you made it weird.
Yeah. I was doing something else.
You're right, Joe. Go on, tell us what it was.
You know, Gladiators, they do that.
This week's question is one that just sprung to my mind. What is something random that you crave?
Ooh.
Not necessarily food. I'll give you the thing that came to my mind. For me, it's playing Burnout Paradise. Remember that?
What a game!
Have I spoken to you about this?
Not really. No.
I own FIFA and Burnout Paradise.
Yeah.
And that's the only other thing I will go on. Every now and then it's just like, because the radio guy and it.
Yeah, you just cruise. Like,
that's okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's a classic game. That was amazing. Yeah. Love that.
Because I got a free download with my Xbox and it was that game. I think.
Nice. That's
a good game.
What about you guys?
I'd say watching the last Harry Potter always lures me in.
Yeah, you crave
it's a good one. Yeah. I like craving that. You know when it all kicks off?
Like, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Like loads of bad guys coming and that. Yeah. That's what I crave, the big fight battle.
Do you know, I've never seen that in the final film where Ron's like, oh, fucking hell. Fucking hell.
It's mad though, isn't it? The final film could be better though, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course it could.
You crave
everything
it.
Everything could be better.
You crave it. I crave this mediocre performance.
Yeah, it was all right. Like, I can't believe the Voldemort just disappears.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Like,
that bit's a bit where, like, he just becomes like a little flake.
A little bit
he just goes off in the BBC mobile. Quick, get out, Sharpish.
None of that bread. I crave watching that Harry Potter and a head rub.
Yeah, rubbing too hard.
Do you ever have a head rub?
Yeah, but I
have. Wait, which one, Joe?
Sexy. It's in head of your penis.
Harry Potter couldn't have a head rub.
Anyone Scarlet could
split.
God, please, would it? Please,
blood everywhere.
After years, I mean, I'm sure it's not all.
So he's, yeah, he's had all those fights, battled off so many people, and yet, a little mass
oiled by a hemorrhoid.
Scalp.
The last scene of the film, just phoned him and started giving him a head massage.
All right,
instant death.
Yeah, take a bet.
Max, what do you crave? That's
simple freedom of youth.
You crave the
yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, remember uni, and you know, even further back at school.
I remember uni is just a haze of sex.
I mean, do you indulge in stuff that kind of takes you
wanking
back
all the time?
Like when you say you crave it, do you
broccoli soup.
Oh, I don't crave broccoli soup. Not after that.
Broccoli with a bit of Stilton is nice.
Not for me. Not for. I don't ever want that again.
Did you ever run through like a field?
I guess I have done. Yeah,
that was nice when you were young and free.
Yeah.
Bouncy castles.
Such a cliche. Yeah, bouncy castles are great fun.
Yeah.
Bouncy castle now.
Lost the tooth on a bouncy castle.
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened?
We could hire a bouncy castle for the 100th episode.
We definitely could, but...
We could. I don't think it'd fit in the room.
Oh, come to mind. Oh, no, it won't fit.
Oh, another invitation, Joe, eh? I've been invited to yours for poker. Never happened.
Because I've got a dog that you don't like.
You're all over
it's
the place.
It's not what I don't like.
The problem. You say these things and you just then all of a sudden gone.
I also...
be an excuse, Joe.
I don't want to cancel plans for my mum again. Just to not go on a bouncy castle.
And Max's mum loves poker. Not in the sexual sense, please.
No, not
she
at
loves,
all.
Loves poker.
Hates full house, eh? She loves full house.
No. Yeah.
Hates the stuff.
Why don't you flush your mind,
three
Joe?
Of the kind.
Yeah.
That's not fitting in any orifice. Yeah. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Tom, what do you crave?
Sometimes I just need to go and play football in my hall.
Yeah.
So I have an urge to run. If I haven't run for a bit, I'll just...
What, away from things?
No, I just sprint. I just, like, need to...
Responsibilities.
So, like, even if I'm, like, you're looking out, for a headline here, aren't
even
you?
If I'm, like, out in town, just, like, walking, like, today, I was walking to yours, and I was like...
Talking about?
I've just not run in a bit, so I just ran for a bit.
You're late
at the time. What are you talking about?
I wasn't late.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You just, like, running?
Yeah, I like running.
That'd be fucking mad, wouldn't it?
I just run for 100 yards.
Oh, what were you wearing? Just that?
Trainers, yeah.
It's mad that you just started running. Do you not think that?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I'll nip to the shops, like, Ancoats General or somewhere, and I'll just run.
Oh, showing off, that's expensive. Ancoats General.
It is expensive.
Yeah, but I don't go there for my full shop.
Maybe you could run away with your stolen stuff.
Food? That's how expensive it is.
Thief.
Yeah. Thief.
No, I mean, I'll just go there because you get some nice beers and stuff, maybe a dessert, you know, whatever. It's more.
Just stretch before you start running.
No.
Is it subconsciously to justify having the dessert, beers?
Maybe. I just, you know, I think I'm running a bit.
Deep.
I can't, you know, can't let this happen.
I don't think
so. You're like a gazelle.
Episode 10,
why would I lie?
I've never seen you run just in the street. I've passed you in the street many times and I've never seen
you. Yeah, to be honest, most of the time when I'm in the street, I'm not running.
I saw Tom run into Morrison's a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, did he?
I just run to things like, if I need to, you know, granted I am late often, but I also get an urge to cook very complex meals if I'm, you know, if I'm just feeling a bit like, you know, my soul needs some sort of enrichment.
Sustenance.
Like,
this,
I just think, you know what?
I exercise and I cook, guys.
I'm
kooky like that.
I'm just going to make something, you know, with my evening. I'll just spend my evening cooking. I'm like, oh, I'm just, and then I just go mad for it.
Sometimes I'd like to pleasure my wife. Is that such a, am I such a bad guy between running and cooking? Can I tell you what mine is? I get the urge to push desiccated coconut into my gums. Yeah. How weird is that? Just rub into the gums.
A bit sore.
A little bit of pain.
Yeah, because I like gum pain. Like, I get the incidental brushes. I just fucking go to town.
Just push into the gums.
I used to put Q-tips up my nose so I could sneeze.
Sneezing is fun, though.
That's fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Sneezing is.
Love a good sneeze.
What? No good. I thought when you were doing COVID tests, you hated it. Like,
no, I hate that, but like just getting a little tick. Getting a little tickle, go, whoosh.
Yeah.
It was always a wreck doing it.
Yeah. Everyone got COVID.
I'm so sick.
Just rubbing your nose.
Test me, please.
Daddy needs to.
What else do you crave, Max?
Plum pudding.
Spank.
Do you want now to get that crazy spunk? Do you want to yawn and you spit at the same
spank
time?
What the fuck? What is going on?
How are you engaged?
Have you ever done that where you yawn but you spray spit at the same time?
Well, yeah, stop doing the face.
I crave that all the time but can never do it.
A fucking exorcist.
Can you do it?
Well,
you know what I mean, though. That's...
When you open your mouth and a little bit of spit will just flick off, like, you know, like a...
And you crave this.
Like, that's, but that's like, weird.
Like fucking, like, hose?
Fucking yeah. Hose, yeah, they squirt.
Yeah, I've never thought, wow, that was good.
Oh, fuck it. Broken laptop humour again.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh, yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
We have one truth and two lies, and they're going to come from Joe's mouth. Now, I've done this in the past. Did you get away with it?
Oh, yeah. When
the wanking one, yeah.
I couldn't
believe that.
Yeah.
100% happened.
Made for a terrible wing as well.
These are too dry. I've got something. I wanted to keep it all bottom related.
Oh, well, that's just you, isn't it?
Because all my funny lies are bottom related, like pooing myself. So here's three pooing myself stories.
Can we just hear the opening
gambits? Here's one. Please.
I want to poo myself on Rita Queen of Speed in Alton Towers.
What?
I want you to pooed yourself on Rita
Queen of Speed Alton Towers.
Not Rita the
I want to poo myself whilst trying to do a forward roll. And then I want to poo myself and I lost my passport.
Yeah. Let's go for Rita first.
Rita,
how old were you?
We're on to you.
Year 10. Tom will know it well. Went to Alton Towers. Went to Alton Towers with...
Look at the others as well.
All right, look at you, Max.
Hello, mate.
Tom went to Alton Towers.
Okay.
Tom wasn't in your year.
No, Tom wasn't in my year, but in our school...
You go to Alton Towers.
Alton Towers.
Okay.
There was also Alton Towers at this point. I know you can eat Italian buffet. Do you remember it, Tom?
No.
I do.
Wow.
I
do. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Me and a guy called Ewan had an eating competition.
I think it was all you can eat.
I think it was all you can eat pizza.
It's different.
Just put it this way, you know, sometimes Brad doesn't agree with me. We're sat on Rita, and when it does the countdown.
Sorry, what is Rita?
Rita Queen of Speed.
It's a ride that goes.
Never been to Alton Towers.
0-60
never.
Real fast.
Really?
It's
called Rita.
You try and tell your bum that.
Your career is pretty much based on eating like bread and gluten and carbs and stuff, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but not that much. And then going on a roller coaster.
Right, okay.
Does it kind of do, do, do. And just unfortunately, as soon as it hits beep, boom, boom, bit of a fart comes out.
So, what did you do after this point?
Simple. I've done this many times. Discard of the underpants, clean the residue, move on.
Commando.
So what time of day was it when you...
3 p.m. No, 2 p.m. just after the lunch break.
So what time did you eat lunch?
You know, we sit down about 12:30. You know, we
don't... 12.
But no, that's what you do in
school. An hour
school.
And a half lunch.
In school,
Alton
but at Alton Towers is... And you're on a trip. You can go whatever time. I went to KFC and there's quite a lot of queues, especially when you go for school trips. So to get in there at 12:30, you're probably...
Fuck yeah.
You're probably getting there earlier. You're probably getting there at 11:30. Right,
I had a bag of sweets.
Should we accept this one's a lie, Joe?
You're gonna be
silenced.
Are we honest?
Oh yeah, because if that's
you're gonna be
if that is true, then you've shat yourself on Rita Queen of Speed, mate.
Yeah. Well, I guess worse.
I walked around under school.
What do you mean it gets worse? What do you mean it gets worse?
Two stories are bad.
Yeah, but if they're made up, it doesn't get worse, does it?
No. No, for you, man.
So you pooed yourself doing a what?
Yeah, forward roll the poly. This was with a...
Didn't you say you did a forward roll?
We spoke about roly polies earlier on today.
Yeah, roly poly made you shit yourself.
Yeah.
Ooh. When he was
did it make you shit yourself?
I was doing a video for The Mank, pinfall wrestling.
I don't know.
Oh, and you shot yourself?
And they were practicing me to do roly polies. Now, this one wasn't exactly a poo myself moment, but it was a fart with a bit of, you know.
Who was the wrestling group you were with? Was it Pinfall?
Yeah, Pinfall.
The one that Tom McManus works for, who I live with.
Is it Pinfall?
Well, because I've never said to the guys a shit of myself. I just went to the toilet straight away. I was in latex.
It probably already smelled shit if Tom McManus was there.
True enough.
I had a mask on.
You're one of us now.
Did I have a mask on? Oh, I had a doctor's uniform on.
Yeah.
White.
No.
Probably would have noticed.
Blue.
A latex doctor's uniform.
Doctors don't wear blue, they wear white, don't they?
Yeah, but it was blue with like a white mask.
And also, it's kind of papery, the materials.
Well, they would have seen the scrubs, I guess.
Of course,
depends the kind of doctor.
You watch Casualty?
No, not for wrestling fans.
I'm agreeing with you. Why are you coming for me?
Thank you.
So you
did a little
yourself.
Fart, but it was a fart with Rage doing it. Really stunk, and I just got to get changed.
And how did they have the audio on you?
They didn't have the audio on me. I just wanted to tell you that I farted whilst doing a full.
So they didn't have a mic on you?
No, because I was wrestling.
Yeah, no mic.
Was this in a performance?
This was to show off their next October show. So you just recorded it. Recorded. So what they wanted to do was train me up how to be a wrestler.
Right.
Did a bit of to-ing and fro-ing. They try and teach me how to do a forwards roll where they sort of like flip me like that. When to do it, parted.
I'm imagining it and I can see how you might trump.
So
it is intense.
Is this that you trumped or that you pooed yourself?
Well, the thing is, it was I think
it was a far ahead.
It was a very much halfway house.
Yeah. A shard.
You wouldn't want to put your head under it.
Oh, as opposed to farts that you would.
Now and again. Now and again.
So what did you do? No, what did you do for the shot then? How did you clean up that one?
I just said, listen, I think I've hurt myself a bit. I need to run
to the bathroom.
You're not kidding anyone here, mate.
Those rings do make a noise when you hit them.
Yeah,
they do, to be fair.
Bang, like that. I said, I think I've done something here, boys.
With your ring?
Yeah, with my ring. Let me go. Check me underpants. They'll survive another day.
So it stank and there was residue. You checked it and went back out without taking any action.
In hindsight, I should have just changed my underpants and just got rid of them like I did Alton Towers.
Yeah. Did you tell Becky these stories?
Yeah. She's right, there a lot of times when I have to pull over and run into a Mackey's. Not for food. But.
So is this IBS related?
Yeah. I've got a problem.
Have you got IBS?
I've got something.
Last one, what was that?
Playing five-a-side. Was I leaving Star Wars The Force Awakens?
I mean, you already told us the last one.
Your passport, you lost.
You can't decide whether it was during a football match or leaving the cinema.
It was neither of them, was it?
The last one was you farted and you shit yourself and you lost your passport.
Yeah.
What happened, Joe?
I was going on holiday the next day to... I think we were going to Berlin with Becky.
Okay.
I've done a little bit of a... I've gone playing football. I've needed a poo last minute.
What date was this?
The day before. This was like a Tuesday.
I don't care what day it was. What date?
This was in December. It was cold.
December the... What? Of which year?
Of 2019.
That's going back.
It is going back.
December 20th. So this is just before COVID.
Yeah, just before COVID.
The world's normal.
The world is normal. I'm not.
The world's healthy.
I get in my car and I realise that, hold on.
Tom went to Germany in December of 2019.
Yeah, I didn't see you there, mate.
Didn't smell you either.
2018 then.
Well, these are important details.
I've left five-a-side. I've got in my car. I've realised that I don't think I'm going to make it home. I've decided to take action and go into a bush.
The phrase take action cannot be applied to you've shat yourself.
It definitely was, by the way.
You need to have a poo.
I went to the cinema. I think it was Fast and Furious 8.
No.
What is going on?
The Klitschko brothers have taken action in Ukraine. You shitting yourself in a lay-by is not taking action.
Can I start again, please? It was Fast and Furious 8. Fast and Furious 8.
This isn't what we're querying.
I had my jeans on, that's why.
So the next day after this, you're going on holiday.
Jeans had my passport in. I've taken action, good action.
No. My issue is how you're framing this, that you're some sort of hero.
I am a hero.
You've seen Vin Diesel on the cinema and gone, I'm just like, give me my shitty pants.
Yeah, that's true, Jeff.
I went into the bushes, I've had a poo, I've then got home to my house in Fallowfield. I've shut my pocket, my passport's not there. I then go back to the scene of the crime to realise my passport is right next to my poo.
Oh, God.
But right next to it.
That would have been awful.
Right next to your poo.
If it was true.
Yeah.
Which I doubt it is. I don't believe that one.
Should we ask one more question, Drew?
Yeah. One more question about H, please.
So for the passport one, and whereabouts was it, the poo?
Yeah, that's which.
Parswood.
Whereabouts?
Imagine when you're driving outside of Parswood, and then you've got the five-side pitches behind there.
Yep.
There's the bushes that stop it. In them.
Who were you playing with?
No, see, this is the thing. I thought I was playing five-a-side, but actually I was generally watching Fast and Furious 8.
You don't go into that detail instantly if it's a lie. He's answering that straight away.
Shame me another one.
I think that's true.
So it's the pooey wrestling.
Yeah,
that one isn't even a story.
I feel like that one might be true.
Yeah, to me it sounds true.
It's a shit one. Well, it's rubbish, yeah. I think it's a glorified
Leaving your passport next to a lump of shit.
That's a story.
It's a story, but I just can't buy that.
But without that, what you're telling us is, oh, I sharted during wrestling.
Yeah.
Which is a bit meh.
Well, the thing is, like,
I need an answer.
That passport one... That is such an incredible end to the story.
It is, yeah. But
there's no excuse for what a mess that was. Like, you'd know that story, you'd know.
You would know it. You've told that story before.
It's a classic tactic of telling the truth but telling it badly.
I know.
So I think the last one's true.
Okay.
But I'll let you two.
Okay. Let's go with the third one.
So we'll go with the third one for that reason and that reason alone.
The third one is true, yeah.
Yay! not a joke.
My problem is that I listen to the stories.
Let's go back and find it. And I found it.
You're trying to run off a duck.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I thought it was going to cancel the holiday.
Passport next to your poo. You're a mess, Joe.
Imagine if he gets to the airport and he pulls out poo from his pocket.
If this is here. It's funny because I thought I had five aside yesterday, didn't I? I'm clumsy.
Oh, go on, let me on. Come on.
Just wearing a shoe pad still. Just as a fucking mascot.
A security wrestles into the ground, he starts farting everywhere.
It's just the IBS side effects, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, no, mate.
That's a funny way to end the fucking segment there.
Well
done, Joe.
Maxman.
It's now time for the viewers' most embarrassing moments. Put the top in that. You could be in here, Joe.
I've lived the life and not just fucking run down again.
He makes a good point.
Yeah, no, it's just shit in a bush to you. Yeah,
just random. The adrenaline's unbelievable.
Hola, gangsters and Ryan. I have a story about the time I went to Edinburgh for the Christmas market. I would have been 19 at the time and had never been to anywhere in Scotland before, so I was very excited. Once we'd arrived and got settled in, we went out to see the sights and made our way to the markets. As we approached the main bulk of crowd for the markets, I heard a barring of some sort. Naturally, I began to bar loudly in the crowd as I looked around to see where they were keeping the sheep. I locked eyes with a young disabled boy in a mobility chair. My heart dropped as I realised there wasn't a sheep involved at all. I hung my head in shame and began to speed walk out of the crowd, apologising precisely. I think he means profusely. That's the really embarrassing thing, though. As I passed the boy's parents, I've never wanted the earth to open up and swallow me so much.
Jesus.
That's sad. Intense.
Yeah.
It's now time for IMAX.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
That's right, it is IMAX.
Hey guys,
the Marmite of the segments.
Great on toast. Wow, what a week for movies it's been.
Hated by many.
Get the fuck, mate. Yeah, salt eaten by a load as well. Wow, what a great week
then
for
movies. Shout out.
Yeah.
By me.
What a great week for movies it's been, eh?
Sorry, guys.
Thanks for that scream of encouragement, Stephen.
You think you hear a scream? That's encouraging you.
Wow, what a great week for movies it's been. The news has been filled non-stop with movie-related news, a lot of actors
like
and
whom?
Actresses.
Will Smith from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, TV show.
He's also in I Am Legend, which is a great movie. Check it out. Probably get it from your local Blockbuster or something.
Do you know what's annoying is I Am Legend was going to be the name of my film.
Yeah. Your phone?
Film.
What happened?
My phone's named Bertie.
Bertie, oh nice.
I Am Bertie.
You're not Bertie. Sorry.
Wow, what a great week for movies it's been. Will Smith, eh?
Will Smith,
is he better than B?
Yeah.
Or better than Smith?
Yeah. Not me. Hear about the Oscars?
Will Smithy. Which
Will
one?
Will Smithy. The Oscars, the movie-related award show.
Yeah.
You know, the gold statues they give out for, like, best editor and stuff. I was actually back...
Is that you hinting you should have won?
Hey, if they do podcasts, please.
Spotify and Apple, thank you.
Movies.
Could you read it out?
What a great week for movies.
Yeah, it has been, actually.
Has been,
see the Oscars?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just saving you fucking seconds.
Cheers, mate.
Did you see Will Smith at the Oscars?
Right,
yeah.
It's funny, because I'm repeating myself like you do most weeks when you do your fucking segment, Tom. Anyway, Oscars. I was actually backstage at the Oscars.
Were you?
Getting some in-depth, raw interviews. Prove I wasn't.
You should have mentioned this at the start when I said, "What have you been up to?"
No, well, I didn't want to sort of.
I didn't want to
make you guys feel a bit jealous.
Where people go, "What have these guys been doing?"
Didn't want you to feel jealous about what I was doing.
They're on the edge of the seats.
Nah. Yeah.
At the moment on this podcast, the title is "God, that's a good question, Stephen." It could have been, "I interviewed Will Smith after smacking Chris Rock."
I didn't smack Chris Rock.
I can't wait for Adam Sandler to beat up Will Smith.
Do you reckon?
No, he's not really a fighter, is he?
Might be. Hey guys, I was backstage at the Oscars and I got some interviews. Could you play that, please, sir?
Wow, what a great week for movies.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
I can't believe IMAX has been given permission to interview all these winners from tonight's Oscars. Oh boy, it's Will Smith. Have a seat, sir.
Hey man, what the hell is all this?
It's just a small interview. I'm something of a YouTuber.
Marquez Brownlee.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm IMAX. Owie, that hurt.
I'm stronger than I thought I was.
Well, you know now, so let's move on. Owie, why?
Hitting quit it is not my thing.
That doesn't mean you have to keep hitting me. Who's this?
Yas Queen.
Oh God, it's one of my weird fans.
Ooh, we'll squat on my chest and kill me, Bob.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
Bit weird, lad. Ree! You know, I used to love the movies. Now, I'm fucking jaded about.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
Jaded, you fool. Jaded.
Come on, you big ugly bear, I'll whoop you right now.
I'm not fighting you, mate.
Yo, put some fighter music on.
That's it. You've woken the beast. Owie, stop. Why?
Everybody wants to be like Mike.
Jordan, not Tyson, you idiot. I'm done now. Bye.
And tell Joe I said he is very ugly.
Low. Damn straight.
Why would you do that to the greatest segment on earth? Once award winning.
Do what?
So much potential.
Yeah. Ruin it.
Nothing in there, mate.
Running on empty, it seems.
Yeah.
Very you've been supping precisely for that metaphor.
How very apt.
Shambles that, mate.
Hey,
that was good.
Get out.
What the fuck, Joe? Get fucked, man.
I know your place on this podcast.
Did you not hear the complaints? Some of them liked it.
What's your mouth?
He's genuinely just been kicked out.
Sorry about that.
Mouth's full of shit.
We're trying to give him constructive criticism here. You're getting slapped by A-listers multiple times.
Multiple times.
It's not a good look for you.
Yeah.
Well, getting slapped.
Yeah.
Oh, I can take it.
Joe got a lot of heat.
I don't care if you can take it.
It's easy, mate.
I'm not worried about you breaking your jaw or something. I'm worried about people in Hollywood. They go, oh, there's the guy they get spanked around by.
Oh, they're all spanking each other.
No, they're not.
You've not been invited to the parties I have.
Neither have you.
Fucking have,
mate. Stand at the window.
Spanking all of them.
Excuse me. Hiya. Hi, everyone. I'm Max's dad.
What's your name?
I'm Will Smith.
Will Smith.
I'm going to say that again. How are we? Welcome. I don't know why I'm welcoming you.
Sorry.
Thank
right,
you.
No.
How That's are we? Enough. Tom, great segments.
Oh, thank you.
That was my fucking son.
Ah!
Sorry.
That hurt.
Steve. Cheers, Daddy.
Thanks for looking after him. My son, Max.
He looks after me.
Anyway, we look after each other.
Yeah, Max, you've been a good boy.
Yeah, I've been good, Daddy,
You've been eating well.
You got a tag in your hair.
Oh, what? At least I've got hair.
Who's that?
Who's that? The fuck? Look, son.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's insane, man.
We love each other.
Did you ever fight over it?
No. Do you still bath like me?
No, shower now.
Oh, it's a shame.
How does he bath like you? How would that
you
be?
Start from the gooch upwards.
What about the legs?
Leave the legs. It's a Smith tradition.
Yeah, you don't use your legs.
There we go.
You don't lose your legs. Yeah. Have we had a great day, everyone?
We'll ask the questions, if you don't mind. Mr.
Smith. What are you doing here, Daddy?
To see you, son.
Okay.
In a while, I brought some apple pie outside.
Go and bring it in.
No, I actually didn't want to.
Unfortunately, I ate it.
You ate it? Yeah. Well, you should buy it to your son.
It's a Smith tradition.
What?
That's bang out of order, mate. Why? The amount of food I've given you in the past.
It was a long drive. Walked here, you see.
Yeah, instead of this guy, he runs everywhere, doesn't he? Fucking Speedy Gonzales.
He runs everywhere.
Yeah. Weirdo, isn't he?
Our other mate's just, he just runs in his pants, yeah.
Yeah, good man.
Shat himself.
He's just having a shit in the corridor.
Yeah.
That's Joe, mate.
Sweating.
He loves to sweat.
Yeah. I don't know if he loves it.
Stinky boy.
Just does it.
Yeah. It's probably an issue.
What's your favourite thing about him?
Do you know what? It's his warm smile.
His warm smile.
Why are you smiling at my friends for?
What's kind up?
Well, no, it's just. I'm just worried.
All this way from Portsmouth.
I don't even live in Portsmouth anymore.
I went there for a little stop off.
You went past. Okay.
Fram Park, yeah. Cramped it is if you have a lot of fans in there.
Yeah. He's the funny one, Max.
Get fucked, Dad.
Oh, cheers, Mr. Smith.
Sorry, yeah,
I'm worried that he's stretching my new shirt out as well.
Yeah. I'm worried.
I would. He's got it back to the front. You can see the fucking tag.
Oh, so we wear him in the Smith family.
No.
Get yours out.
What would he know, yeah?
Yeah.
You're the trendsetter.
You've forgotten what it is to be a Smith.
Yeah, I guess I have.
Take that fucking t-shirt off and turn it around,
Max. Don't make me call your mum. Don't make me call
your mum. Yeah, here we go. It's the right thing to do.
I've called his mum a few times.
What have you called her?
Nothing.
Really out of order to be.
No, it's like friendly stuff. Friendly stuff.
How do you say it?
Fucking deck him, Dad. Deck him, Dad. He's called mummy sexy.
He's what?
Called you said she was sexy. Didn't you?
What are you sniffing your fingers for, you weirdo?
little reminder.
I've lost my place a bit in where I'm speaking from, but I'm back.
Are you?
What have you said?
I haven't said anything. I just said.
What have you said?
Just said golden.
Sexy.
Sexy. What's her name?
Yes, Will Smith.
The love of my life.
Maxine.
Yeah,
Maxine Smith.
Yeah.
Full of love lips in the bedroom.
Love lips.
Which lips?
You're thin ice.
You better not be. You fall through.
Bang out of order, that here, Daddy.
One more, I've had enough. One more, I swear.
What are you gonna do?
Sound like your wife when he had a.
Fuck it out.
Keep my wife's name out of your mouth. Keep your wife.
Love to see you. Yeah, you too,
Dad. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Dirty bastards.
That's the Smiths.
Joe, put your pants up.
Get away from my apple pie.
Wow.
That's insane.
I can't say I was shocked at his outrageous outburst. I thought it would come sooner, actually.
You're right, mate.
Right, so.
Oh, you usually just piss on the floor. Thanks for that. Hi, Max.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to it, I guess.
Bold of you to assume.
Yeah.
Sounds like for Joe's woes.
It's Joe's woes. Joe's woes.
I
wish that Velcro was more commonly used. On
no.
Shoes.
On adult shoes.
Yeah, on adult shoes.
That's the sound.
Mine. Sometimes when you lace it up, you think, can you be bothered?
Well, Max doesn't like the sound, he's just said. What's your argument to that?
Sounds off the wrong message. It's not too bad, is it? I think.
It's really wrong message.
It's a bit nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to stop it from being.
If it was an old man, I wouldn't.
Yeah, maybe not an old man. A middle-aged man.
Yeah,
very
able. If I see a 37-year-old man in a playground with Velcro shoes on,
I think
I'm worried.
Why are you
looking in the playground?
I'm worried. What's he doing on my turf?
Hey kids, look out for that man. He's got Velcro.
I'm also upset that cherries I've seen.
Well, we haven't dealt with your first problem. All we've done is call you a paedophile.
Yeah.
No, Velcro's paedophilish. I get it.
And you want it. You want it more widely accepted.
We need to change it.
Yeah.
That we accept paedophiles.
Oh.
Velcro gets worn. I mean, my Velcro has gone on my shin pads now. Good shin pads, but like they kind of doesn't work anymore.
Would you accept Velcro coming back into fashion if it also brought along paedophiles?
No. I'll draw the line at paedos.
Everything, you know, comes at a cost, though.
Can I see that drawing?
At some point, you know.
Right, then, do you know what, actually?
How much paedophilia is too much paedophilia?
You've changed my mind. I don't want Velcro anywhere near it. Velcro's done in my eyes now.
Okay.
You've changed me. Right.
Well done. What's next?
Seeds and cherries. Why they have to be there?
Seeds.
They've sorted out with grapes. They got rid of the grapes and the seeds.
Yeah.
Why can't they do it with cherries? So you just pop them in.
Good point.
It's not a seed, it's a stone, isn't it?
Can't get rid of stones, man.
Yeah.
Why?
Am I a scientist? Are you a scientist?
Noom can.
But we can't. It's a pretty educated kind of place that we're coming from.
That's so true.
I agree with it, though. You know, I've swallowed too many cherry stones.
What happens if you swallow a cherry stone?
They grow inside you.
Pass it.
You become really funny.
Hey!
Nom.
Oh. What was that?
Nom.
What are you eating there? Eh?
Cherry stones.
Oh, I thought you had Velcro.
I can be.
Yeah, any other fruits that.
Why do paper cuts hurt really?
Well, no, he's talking about fruits. Oh, yeah, you've got to listen to what he's saying.
Nectarines, plums,
yeah.
Peaches, avocado. Stones.
The avocado stone is so profound and big, isn't it?
Yeah. Bigger than the avocado sometimes.
Where they all go?
You that's you not an avocado you're eating.
Eat a lot of avocados, don't we, in this country?
I don't.
Too much.
I don't eat avocado. Don't like it.
Do you not?
No, love avocado.
No, I don't like it.
Do you like avocado?
I don't love it.
Oh.
But I like it.
Taste and texture.
It's
nothing.
All right. Like, and if I can do stuff with it, it's a good ingredient.
Did you know in the sewers that it's they're filled with tomato plants because the poo?
Wow.
And smart seeds in your poo.
You learn when you go through the sewers.
It's a utopia.
Just
down
literally,
there. It really is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
We go sewer diving.
Yeah. Alan Titchmarsh did an episode down there.
It's just a little slice of heaven, isn't it?
Yeah.
Plum or cherry tomatoes?
What?
For tomatoes, mate. Any tomato you can think of.
I'll go cherry.
Piccolo tomatoes.
Nice cherry, aren't they?
Yeah.
Ketchup.
Last Joe's woes is why the paper cuts hurt so much.
Really
thin.
I think
it's the shock. Sometimes the shock of something happening is a lot worse.
It feels like pain you've never had before.
I think apparently it's because under a microscope it's the most. It's really jagged.
Ooh.
So like it seems to be a slice, but a knife will give you a much finer slice, whereas paper cut, it's actually not very strong. So it's because it's so jagged why it cuts.
You know,
so it's why stings.
Stinging nettles. That's sort of like a Velcro. It's loads of tiny little things just clawing at you.
Yeah,
it's got poison in, but also because there's so many, like millions of these little things ripping holes in you, that's why they sting so much.
Do dock leaves actually help?
A little bit.
They
sort of counteract the poison.
How so?
I'm not a scientist, am I?
Seemed a bit sciencey.
Jesus.
Seem to know a lot about the nettles, but not about the
cure.
That's my
Joe's woes. I only have three, but I thought...
It's good, now.
It's good, yeah. It's good. Paedophilia, bring that back.
Oh, no.
Paper cuts.
Paedophiles in Velcro.
Take out,
I just
take out
Velcro
cherry
shoes
stones.
A bit taken to be serious.
Make it easier for them to eat fruit.
Cheers, Joe.
Thank you.
It's now time for Tom Looney.
Looney.
He loves it.
Looney.
Looney.
So if you remember last week I did icks that women.
Are you going to do it but reverse it?
Yeah, and I said that last week.
She'll probably be watching just for this.
When she blames her horrid behaviour on astrology. Yeah,
obviously does that.
Yeah.
God, he is such a Scorpio.
I'm sorry about that. I'm a Capricorn. Yeah.
I'm a Capricorn. Why do you have to rub that in my fucking face?
Use that as an example.
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't know enough about star signs to know. I know mine. I didn't know what.
What's
know
yours?
What the dates are. Scorpio. I know mine.
Ooh, yeah. That's a little it's Scorpion.
Actually,
yeah.
Sexy that one.
My nephew's a. Tom, you and your Velcro shoes. My nephew's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Well,
difficult, mate.
Yeah, man.
He's a mess.
Sorry, I'm just.
And he's got shit segments as well, doesn't he?
Fuck
it up.
Well, Tom, sorry, what's the name?
Not wearing appropriate weather-appropriate clothing and then bitching about how uncomfortable it is.
Yeah, man.
So true.
Women,
no, can't lie. Yeah.
God.
My mum dresses appropriately all weathers.
Yeah.
If not, she just strips off.
When women are obsessed with things like Disney, it makes me feel like I'm dating a 9-year-old.
What do you think of that?
Yes.
What do you think of that, Tom?
Yeah, my ex was 3 years older than me, and she was super cringy obsessed with Harry Potter. Like, I'm all for Hogwarts.
The last one?
Shit, but 30 years old.
What about
the last one?
Oh. Yeah, do you know what? No, it's I do.
You can't call your fiance your ex-girlfriend.
I'm sure you said this at Tom Lewis about pencils.
I do. What? No, there's a little pencil surprise at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Do we win a pencil?
No.
Let's see what his fucking pencil goes, eh? So I feel.
Women who declare they're a queen that deserve a king. Yeah.
Yeah,
I used to say that I was a king that deserved a queen.
Yeah, it works both ways, I guess.
Yes,
I want my princess Diana. I used to show the tunnel in France.
I was there the other day.
So I
was there
at the tunnel.
Girls that do that whole dizzy dumbass routine, pretending to be dumber than they are.
Were you in a car?
While putting on a fake squeaky voice, acting dumb in front of guys.
Can we skip to the pencil surprise?
No, don't. We didn't skip through Joe's woes. Yeah. We did in the edit.
I did three.
Joe's woes. What are you talking about?
Asking me what I want to do or eat, when in reality they're expecting me to guess what they want.
Yeah. I don't know that.
Yeah.
No, when I ask, I genuinely want an answer.
I do get that one.
Yeah.
Got some of them, where there's original two, the things we hated.
Creamy toffees.
Oh, yeah.
That we're talking. Hands off. You have to win them. What do you mean win them? So obviously there was no clear winner from this week's segment, so
there was a quiz.
Yeah, it was a quiz. There were winners.
There was no queer winner.
No, obviously there was no quiz, but I got these.
You said there's no queer
winner. I was gonna do something.
There's no queer women.
I was gonna do something quiz based, and I thought, oh, well, I've got these now. I thought, well, someone, you know, I want to give them out on the podcast. I want to bring the creamy toffees in. So at the end of the segment,
creamy toffees.
I'll do a little question.
This guy runs around carrying creamy toffees. He's a paedophile. Someone stop. Him. Oh God!
So, we're talking about your dodgy shin pads earlier.
Sugar free.
Kids can kick it.
It's gone off. I'm looking for the closest in miles. How long?
What's in miles, poor bloke?
Have fun.
Hey!
How long?
How long
is the line that you can draw with a standard HB pencil before it runs out?
Hey, that what about sucks. The line you draw in society?
Yes.
Yeah?
How long is the line that you can draw with a standard HB pencil before it runs out?
Well, it's not before it runs out. What are you doing it on? Are you graffitiing?
Oh, of course.
Are you on a fence?
Would the police stop you halfway through?
Are you doing
through?
It on a fence?
Paper. We'll say it's on paper.
Is it just a piece of paper?
Well, a massive fucking piece of paper.
Obviously, it's not practical for a piece of paper that long. But if you were to carry it on, how far would you get?
Can I just say, if my answer isn't correct, I'd like to be proved wrong.
3 miles.
3 miles.
I'm still talking in terms of what are you actually going to do on concrete?
Yeah.
No. Laminate. Okay. That's going to be a mess. I mean, who's cleaning this?
What metric are we basing this on? Is it feet, miles?
It is such an inconvenience.
Yeah.
No one's ever done this shot. Joe, no, you're moving the mics.
You can do the calculation based on how long it is, how far a small line is.
Yeah, but what fucking nerd has wasted their time working this out?
You have to do it on such a weight that wouldn't you need to sharpen it?
Yeah, real sharp. But no, you can't sharpen it. Here's the issue. You can't sharpen it because as you sharpen it, you lose the lead or the graphite.
I don't believe this could be done.
No. I'm on PencilDirect.co.uk. And they've got...
So it's homepage. Do you want me to get Google?
I mean, it seems a bit...
Imagine doing a segment without the internet, mate. Don't we? Getting other people to do your dirty work.
Well, this seems to be...
I'm out there in
this
Hollywood.
This is commonly kind of sourced. Like, obviously, I need
what
to...
What do you mean commonly sourced?
I'm on the... Fuck me. It's
200,000
miles. 200,000
miles.
Fuck off.
3 miles...
I'll go between that with 5 miles.
Okay, Stephen, you've won the creamy toffee.
Yeah!
What the fuck, man? It's the highest number. Who can think of the highest number? And I won.
You are a dunce. You know that.
I'm the dunce.
35 miles
what?
Before it runs out.
That's what I say.
35 miles.
I'm gonna do the London Marathon with it.
35 miles.
Put your hand away.
Yeah, can I have a creamy toffee?
No, you lost. Max was second in my book.
Yeah, I was. No, I was.
You underestimated.
Yeah, I.
2 kilometres, a ballpoint pen, so in comparison, so that's fucking mega.
Wow, closest there.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question.
Enjoy your creamy toffees.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I don't even like them.
Creamy toffees.
I can't have them.
Oh, right.
Why?
Creamy toffees.
Hey, I can. I'll get two.
Just can I have one, please?
Why did you get the non-sugar ones?
Because he's fucking...
Oh, yeah.
They're nice, aren't they?
They're creamy and toffee. Yeah.
I'm just going to pretend I've got one.
Yeah, you're the real winner here, Joe.
We can't afford to lose Tom Looney when he gives us treats.
Yeah.
I gave you audio-based treats.
No, you didn't.
That you'll remember for the rest of your life.
You're confusing treats.
I think we should have a movie review.
Right now, no. There you go.
Wow, what a great week for movies.
Max, are you willing to do movie reviews?
100%.
Handwritten.
With this very pencil?
No, 35 miles long. Hey, you want to take a picture?
From the moon.
Not from the moon, silly.
Can't do that, mate. I don't know. I can't.
A lot of can'ts and won'ts here.
He's going to get me to clean the room up later.
Please let the podcast know. God, I set this room up myself.
<Facebook. laughs>
It's going to make me pick up that one.
No! The union will hear about this. It's not a union. not a union. Wouldn't allowed to be one.
No, I refused a union. It's now time for our penultimate segment. Put it to the max. Put it to the max.
To the max.
Put it to the max. Hey Joe, now we've got all this stuff. We can do that camping one.
Oh yeah,
that's gonna be fun.
So we'll let you know how that goes. Fuck off!
Who's this passport in the drawer? Oh my god!
Just a pile of creamy toffee wrappers.
Sugar-free will do that to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need your help, lads.
Nope.
My brother, fucking maniac that he is, keeps busting me balls.
What? Making his balls bust.
I'm getting heavy with a lady. He Chromecasts pity laughs on me TV. Kills the mood. And she never speaks to me again. Last week, he ate my poetry homework, laughing and saying, "No one will ever believe you." They didn't, and I got detention. What the fuck do I do? How do I stop this chump pranking me, Kiss?
Okay. I think somebody thought James Ormerod would be on the podcast. You should have put Wing It.
Chromecast Taylor.
Should I do it again? I read it and I was like, what's pity laughs?
So they've been Chromecasting pity laughs, which would kill the mood.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah. Unless
it turns you on.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Is there anything less sexual than James Ormerod?
It's tricky.
Yeah.
But are we answering that question now?
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, that's a whole probably. Podcast in itself.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be list everything.
You're becoming a sexy guy, though, aren't you?
Yeah. I think you emerging from the bush.
You know, kind of your shit covered cheeks.
It's probably sexy. It wasn't like fucking James Ormerod.
It wasn't like.
A bit like Daniel Craig-esque.
Yeah. Like fucking.
Just shit smeared down his legs.
What's that film?
Rambo.
Rambo.
Yes.
Yeah. My own poo.
Yeah. First okay. Shit.
Rimbo. Nothing.
Yeah.
Rimbo would be good. Yeah, I'd watch that.
I'd watch Rimbo.
Yeah.
Rimbo was a thing.
Max is going to review Rimbo for the 100th episode special.
Oh, it's the special, isn't it?
It's the special. Well,
we've had Bugs Life, School of Rock.
Let's do Rimbo. I'll find it for you.
It's not a wee, is it? Yeah? This is Max's segment.
I think the last time.
He doesn't give you woes.
I give
unless
you nothing.
Unless
but
it's a reaction to IMAX.
No, nothing but joy, baby.
Yeah, like a whoa. Yeah. Like whoa.
What can I do for a special for the 100?
Just go through everything you've ever said and
no,
just.
No, I don't want to think of the best bits
take
of that
a fact
I've already
from
done.
Every 99 episode you've done.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have done all 99, would you?
Let's just go quite back over them. Any ideas now?
I'd like to bring something that's engaging that people want, you know.
Engaging. Great callback. That's why he's on the podcast.
Yes.
She said yes.
Did she though? Or did you? Was she silent and you've assumed it?
She said yes.
Did you say under your breath?
She's wearing the ring.
Did you say yes when the ring dropped and got lost?
What are you looking for, AJ?
What about centuries? Why don't you do something?
Do you know what? Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Why don't you do something about the 100? Like centuries in cricket.
good idea.
Yeah,
you name batsmen that have hit a century.
I'll list some batsmen that have hit centuries in cricket, and you guys can just react to that.
Could get a pot of honey, because people say one honey.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's singing outside the box.
Yeah, and we could see how much honey.
But inside the beehive.
It's so sticky. Yeah. So sticky.
We'll give everyone a jar of honey.
What, you're
in 1 minute, you see who can eat the most.
Yes, I'd watch that.
I would go with.
You still think the list in batsmen might be better?
No. I think in terms of who'd eat the most honey,
yeah.
I think it'd be Joe.
Yeah, definitely.
No, they say someone, if you eat loads of honey, like, your eyes go a bit funny.
Is that just a rhyme and that's why you believe?
Is that what your mum said to get you out of the bathroom?
No, she's running. My pants are coming.
I mean,
great man.
The original influencer.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna pop that mic down.
Okay, when, as Winnie the Pimp on Halloween.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Winnet the Pimp?
Didn't take a lot of dressing up.
It's Christy Holmes.
I'm here, baby.
I went to see Eeyore.
I'm just leaping a field in Manchester.
That's what he says.
Isn't it?
Yeah, Eeyore the donkey.
God, you're good at your impressions, Jeff.
Thank you. Would you do Tigger?
Do you know what? No, don't.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it.
I'll save it for the 100th
episode
special.
I'll save everyone. I'll save you.
What a tease.
That's what he says. What a tease.
I don't think he does say that.
That Christopher Robin, what a tease.
Sexual tension in there.
Joe just teasing.
Hey, piglet. More like friglet. What a tease. Yeah.
bounce on this motherfucker.
Turn pity laughs off.
Yeah.
And
never watch it again.
And I mean, your brother's eating your homework.
Use,
which is a strange thing to do. Laminate it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Use more honey in the bedroom.
Poison it. Poison the sink.
I don't think it's issues, honey.
Yeah.
But anthrax.
Yeah. Infuse, yeah. So kind of mix the ink with anthrax and then one, what, eat your homework again.
Yeah.
So you won't be alive to a Chromecast.
That's the easy thing to do.
Non-sexy things.
Yeah.
It's your sexy time.
More difficult is to type up your work and email it to your teacher.
Yeah.
That's tough.
So it's trickier. It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2022. You know, could be maybe use a computer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want to shame someone who's can't afford a computer. I'm sorry.
It's Chromecasting. Yeah, that's what I mean.
To be fair,
there's money in the family.
He also emailed the question in.
Yeah.
From the library.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You could do your homework.
Yes. And have sex.
Or wank.
Have you ever had a wank in the library?
No.
Weirdest place you've had a wank? Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Save
no.
Fitty's Beach, wasn't it?
You were on the podcast.
Save it for the podcast. Yeah,
and also...
Tom makes a great point. You're on the podcast.
Save it. Yeah,
Joe, what do you think this is? Yeah.
And your stock is plummeting right now.
I was doing like a jacuzzi.
Do you mean probably a jacuzzi?
So you've done it in a jacuzzi? What, not like at a spa?
No, not in a spa.
Was it a friend's house?
Centre park?
A jacuzzi park?
Yeah, like a little... Yeah, yeah, I think it was.
Well, like a gym.
Garden.
Someone's
not
like lazy.
Gym.
Someone's lazy spa, easy
yeah.
spa.
You're saying like a garden, like you're questioning me, Max or Tom. You know it's in a garden.
You would have wanked in somebody like else's jacuzzi.
Whose was it?
When you're that age, you think.
What age?
No. What age? 37.
Fuck me. Who's,
oh, you're definitely 23.
Whose jacuzzi was it?
Can't say.
Say.
No. 100.
Did they get pregnant say. About, you know...
No, I was the only in there. I was the only in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, but the sperm lives.
Everyone else is getting off with each other and you were just in the jacuzzi.
Just watching it.
Where was everyone else, Joe?
I think we were in Wales.
It was a family holiday.
So where was everyone?
They were all inside.
Is it a friend's house? So you kind of gone to like an Airbnb or something?
I don't
know. No, he's 15.
Was it a holiday with family?
Family holiday, isn't it?
Both in attendance.
Okay.
Family and friends.
Was it your family or a friend's family?
My family.
Your family and friends had come along.
Listen, you should do it every. You know, it used to be like a
family tradition.
So, you know, when you're at your peak.
So you're right. You spend the day surrounded by your family, and you think I'm gonna have a wank.
In a jacuzzi, which they're gonna get into at a later date.
Oh, Joe!
And it's not just people don't clean their jacuzzis that often.
Well, he wouldn't.
Yeah,
we've seen your car.
But you would have, you know, if you're getting sat in jacuzzi semen. That night, you normally kind of do put your chemicals in and do everything the night before. And then, sorry.
Come on.
And then.
Where's the weirdest place you've had a wank?
I don't know. I don't have shit like that.
To be fair, mate, I've heard the stories.
Mine was in a garden in Wales. I could just see this lad rubbing one out in a jacuzzi.
It gets me going.
I got flustered. Him. Yeah.
And he could definitely see
me. He couldn't see me. He was looking at the dog next door.
But I'm not going to say anymore because you're not getting
fine. We should have gone that about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I was outside. I can't think where.
China.
Weirdest. Yeah, China.
I don't want to China.
I don't think I've had.
I've not been to China.
I don't mean trying to tick off all the continents.
Wanking all the continents.
What's his name?
I don't wank in all the continents. Dan.
Dan. Let's know you're getting on, Dan.
America,
interesting to hear from you.
Africa.
Sounds like a really good piece.
Who's in Egypt?
Oh.
Asia.
Yeah.
If you had a wank at one of these seven wonders of the world, where would it be? Taj Mahal, pyramids.
If you were to masturbate onto one of the seven wonders of the world, which one would you masturbate onto? This
is a Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Probably the least offensive one.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls one.
And it's the longest, so, you know.
No, I don't think Niagara Falls is. That's wonders of the natural world, isn't it?
Natural wonders, yeah.
Are you going to jump in afterwards? Yeah. It's going to be very clear what you're doing. You're
catching the way down.
Surrounded by your family.
Yeah. Oh, God,
I beat my own sperm.
What are you doing?
Would you beat your own sperm?
No, well, it depends on the situation. If somebody's got a gun,
is the eighth wonder buried?
Somebody's got a gun to my
head. Same time as sperm, would you beat it?
No,
yeah.
I think you would. You're rapid.
Yeah.
If I fell at the same time,
if you fell at the Niagara Falls at the same time as your sperm, would you beat it?
Oh, I thought you said, would you eat it?
No.
Right.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. It's time for the final question. What's the largest mammal you think you could knock out with a single punch?
Largest?
Yeah. Mammal.
Mammal.
Is it goat or mammal?
Yeah.
No, you're not punching me.
Yeah. So some of these like have like hardened skulls, like goats. Like a goat has got horns, hasn't it? It's not easy to
little horny heads.
Heads are protected in a way.
Well, a dolphin.
Right on the chin. Yeah, the chin up, okay. Bang.
Yeah.
Good night.
To be fair, no, that's I think.
Dolphin.
So we have really
what we need to do is now we need to go into why Joe is having to punch the dolphin. What's going on? Did the dolphin defend itself?
Got lost in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't like what he saw.
Blow all in it. Blow this.
No, the question was.
The kids on the make a wish.
What man called?
Joe shagging the dolphin.
You said,
"Go away, this one's mine."
You said, "What mammal?"
I've got wishes too.
I'm dying.
I'm dying of blue balls.
Not really. I had a wank in the pool about 3 minutes ago. Round two.
No, the question was why are
we know what the question was, Joe.
Just trying to sexy talk.
Why are you meeting a dolphin? That wasn't the question.
Meeting.
The question was, could you knock a dolphin out?
Hey, old man.
Why have you arranged this meet?
So I can knock.
What are you doing here?
So you can knock. What is that? What you said to the dolphin?
Special tonight, Joseph.
Myself. Was it bare knuckle?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I can knock out a person.
Could you?
Probably.
Could you?
I mean, maybe a people baby. Are built differently, but like, you know, someone proper meathead, I might struggle to knock out, but you know, someone a bit more slight in their build.
Who's a meathead?
If they were still just looking at you,
yeah.
If they were aware of it,
well, I guess I know the point to go for on a human because I'd go for the temple, wouldn't I? Yeah, I hope.
It's very hard to get.
Back.
Sorry,
are they not fighting back at all?
Yeah, it's this thing strapped down, and you just get one free shot,
one punch.
Okay, now, the element of surprise. You walk up to this mammal and you punch it in. Punch
well,
it
if it's
in
a sea mammal, can you walk up to one of them?
If I punch a penguin, I'm not knocking it out.
Yeah,
it's probably going to
get. You can fucking kill it.
Fucking knock a penguin out.
No, it's going to get up about 10 seconds later and be like,
back yourself.
That was good.
Back yourself. You'd knock a penguin out.
Yeah, I'm going to back myself. I can. What is this?
Back yourself, son.
It's not an away day.
Back yourself.
A fucking Antarctic away.
So I can knock a.
So I took action.
Out. I'd knock a make out easy. One.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're quite small. But penguins are a lot
really
harder.
The
largest mammal. I'll tell you what, the largest one I could probably knock out, a giraffe. If I climbed a tree.
You're not knocking out a giraffe.
You're off
because they've got
quite
tiny
little heads.
They've got
tiny little heads.
No, they're not. They
you crush it.
So far away.
Yeah, have you seen how they fight? They use their head on. Like,
yeah, but this is one free hit, isn't it?
But I feel like. I mean, look, you're asking me to get the biggest. Obviously, yeah, maybe it's a bit out there, but I'm not going to go straight in with Meerkat and underestimate myself.
I don't think you could knock out a penguin.
Yeah.
And penguins are
I guarantee I can knock out the tallest man because they've got weak hearts. They're frail.
You
one hit to the head.
Thor is 7 foot, isn't he?
Yeah, but have you not seen the tallest, like the Guinness World Record tallest men in the world?
You can't reach him.
Yeah, get a fucking. I'll kick his in the shins. He'll go, oh, and I'll go, wham, like that, right in the head.
One punch.
Yeah, that's
you got
a kick.
One punch. You can't even reach the tallest.
I'll be all right. Can you just come here for a minute?
Maybe.
A sloth?
No, because a person's bigger than a sloth.
That's tight.
Yeah. You can knock
it's
a person
not the
out.
I can think if knock
I think,
a person
I think you
out,
can knock a sloth out because they're already quite sleepy.
Yeah.
So they're just going to go.
I'll get the giraffe when it's asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wake up and then go. I'll tell you what.
What about a gorilla? Because the thing is, they're quite close to humans, right? So, you know, anatomy wise, you know, go aim for the temple.
You'd hope so.
There's no way you're knocking a gorilla out.
Yeah, no, it's unlikely, Joe. I agree with you.
Do you know when you punch this gorilla and it doesn't get knocked out?
Yeah.
What do you then do?
Steven, I fucked it.
Wish you chose a sloth.
I'm aiming big. I'm going for the silverback gorilla. Granted, I'd probably fail. Like, okay, if there's a fallout, I'm just going to forego this altogether. I'm not getting into a fight.
I think, yeah, because you've got to guarantee that you knock it out, because otherwise the animal's there. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Human child.
What?
And knocking a human child out.
Yeah, that's my man.
Then you've got to have that on your conscience.
It's all right.
Maybe if it was a little kid going.
Knock a penguin out.
Yeah.
Okay, baby giraffe.
I said I couldn't knock it out.
Baby giraffe. Freshly born.
Baby giraffe.
Freshly born.
Yeah, you're asking.
Oh, a donkey.
Yes, freshly born.
Donkey. A little horse.
Horses, I can knock a horse.
Yeah.
A horse after it's done a big race.
You make yourself look like fools.
Yeah, no, donkey.
That's going to look like you lost a bet.
Instead of donkey.
Is this going to be one of the punishments?
No.
Beating up a horse.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, isn't it? Because I don't want to...
Like, wanking off a horse.
I'm worried...
I think that's what he's getting at, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
as a vegan...
So you're worried about animals that aren't going to fight back, but then it seems even worse to go for something that's not going to fight back and it's just going to be, like, so sad.
I need to think of an animal that I dislike.
I guess it has to be man, then.
Wow.
What a way to...
Fucking hell, you sound like Hitler or something.
Yeah.
No, that would be...
Ooh. No, mate.
I'm not going to go with penguins because I like them.
Maybe like a really sickly old man.
Baby giraffe.
You saw your baby giraffe.
I guess I'll go for gorilla.
Excessive consumption may produce laxative side effects.
Oh. Thank you for watching the Stephen Choice podcast. I've been joined by Joe McGrath.
How many did you have?
Get out, Joe. Get out.
Six.
Tom Looney.
Cheers, thanks for
watching. And Max Smith.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Don't listen to Tom farting away.
Shit myself.
Stay safe, stay humble, and ciao.